Welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I'm your host, Daniel. And in today's podcast, we talk about driverless vehicle company Waymo and the autonomous industry's commercialized alternative, Tesla. We also go into Comma AI's autonomous tech, which allows you to give nearly any vehicle autopilot capability. It's going to be a big topic, so sit back and enjoy. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on all platforms. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, please give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook at Life with Innovation and send in your suggestions. And while you're there, check out our merch store. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. All right, so I want to start off by saying I will not be going into driverless trucks or autonomous delivery robots, which have been very popular in California's Bay Area. We are going to stick to self-driving cars and their commercialized alternatives. So to start today's podcast, we're going to start with Waymo. And they provide more of a service. And if you guys didn't know a little bit of their backstory, they started out as Google, Google X, which is their moonshot factory where a lot of the projects come out of. So Loon started out there as well, which is providing internet and whatnot. You get the idea. So Google X just has a bunch of these projects, and when they graduate, they become their own company. So Google had been in the game since 2007 to create autonomous vehicles. And it wasn't until 2016 that Google's project graduated to what we know today as Waymo. They graduated with really more than 20 million miles of simulated driving. At the time, that was a really, really large amount. It's phenomenal how much they had been testing on their test sites. So it made them number one in the game, with Uber currently straggling behind, trying to, probably number two, I would say, catching up to Waymo there. They're at level 4 autonomy. So before we go any further than that, let me give you a quick synopsis of the levels. So levels 0, 1, and 2, the human driver monitors the environment. So level 0 is there's no driver assistance. That's not even cruise control. So absolutely nothing there. Level 1 is driver assistance. So that is cruise control, essentially. That's what that is. Level 2 is partial automation, which is probably adaptive cruise control. It's the best way to put it, and it helps you not get into the lane that's next to you. Level 3, 4, and 5 is automated driving systems monitor the environment. So this is where we get into the autonomous zone here. Level 3 being conditional, level 4 being high automation, and level 5 being full automation. So right now, Google/Waymo is at level 4 automation, which is high automation, sorry there. So basically that means the autonomous vehicles can drive by themselves with little to no intervention. And what I mean by that is right now, as they're testing, they do have a driver in place, and the vehicle is driving all by themselves. And it's only until the vehicle either misrepresents something or they want to teach the vehicle to learn something, that is when the driver will take place there. And I know this because I actually used to work for Waymo. Sorry, gotta be very specific with my language there. So I used to work with Waymo, and that's essentially how they worked. And I can't get into too much detail there, but it was I do have some background there, so I can speak to some of their stuff here. And the tech that they used is LiDAR, radar, and sonar, and they have these sensors to view 360 views, and the lasers have a capability of viewing a whole football field distance away. And in the past, they had used multiple vehicles. So they started out with the Toyota Prius, which I'm sure everybody knew about. Whenever you think of Google's self-driving cars, I think everybody thinks of the Toyota Prius because that's how they started out. And around that time, they also created their own custom vehicle, which is, there was a nickname for it called the Koala. and I think it was mainly just people just naming it that, just because when you look at the front of it, it kind of looks like a koala. So if you guys Google, if you go to Google and you search the self-driving cars, Google's self-driving cars, and you look at it face view, it kind of does look like a little koala. There's like a sensor in the front that really paints that picture perfectly. So a little bit after that, they had created, they partnered with Lexus. And I think it was the Lexus 450, maybe it was the 350, but they were using those as their next test vehicle. And they had been using those vehicles from 2007 all the way to 2016. And it wasn't until the end of 2016 that they moved over to the Chrysler Pacifica hybrids, which is what they've introduced to the general public. I think over in the Bay, is it in the Bay Area? Yeah, I think it's the Bay Area where you can have Waymo One, which is their recent app where you can call the vehicle and it'll go and pick you up. And they've now recently introduced the Jaguar I-Pace, which is their coolest vehicle out of the whole lineup there. And this was going to be more of their, I guess, the Uber X style of, autonomous vehicles that will come pick you up. So the Chrysler Pacificas are more just a happy camper, somebody that just wants just a ride in a driverless vehicle. But the Jaguar, that's more like, oh, I want to drive something a little bit more fancy there. And it was a really big bummer because people actually didn't really enjoy seeing these driverless vehicles. So what they ended up doing was moving over to the Volvos to do more commercial packaging. So it was in recent days that Waymo just really tried to push their self-driving cars out into the public and see how people react to them. They drove around some people, but it was obviously a certain group of people that would get picked up, just to kind of get a feel how the public was reacting to these vehicles. And people really didn't like it. There was a lot of footage of people, kind of vandalizing the vehicles. Anytime a vehicle would pass by, they have footage of people throwing balls at them or getting in the way of the vehicles to try and scare it, which is it's honestly a bummer to say the least, because I'm a huge advocate for autonomous vehicles. I've worked around them. I know they're completely safe. And I'm excited to see more and more get into the public space and really do what they were intended to do, which was to provide more capability for people to get around who previously couldn't. So the older people who have disabilities, that was their original intent. And I'm still a huge advocate for its original purpose. So it's really sad news on that end. But since these other autonomous vehicles started coming out, which was like the delivery robots, there was a really big uptick in those companies that were delivering goods. And I think that Waymo saw this as a really good opportunity to pivot and turn into that direction. And to now get one of these Volvos. I think it's the L4 ProMaster. They're going to turn that one into a driverless van, basically. And they're going to use it to deliver groceries and deliver packages and whatnot. So it's still exciting to know that they're going to be around for the long run. And, you know, they're not going to let something like this kind of stop them. They're going to try and push for that. They're going to try and push for people to have a positive outlook for driverless vehicles. And so just recently, CEO of Waymo, John Krafcik, mentioned that autonomy will always have its constraints. Now, in my opinion, this was a bit odd of him to say, considering this is their ultimate goal, to have full level autonomy, to create self-driving cars. Sure, they're going to run into constraints with making that happen, but this comes off as though level 5 autonomy is like a dream, and or that they will get so close, but they'll never have 100% true autonomy. And if this is the case, then I mean, why are they trying to release these into the public? And I don't want to go too deep into that, because I believe we still will see driverless vehicles one day. We already have robots that deliver groceries. We already have vehicles that are delivering packages. And Tesla right now, which we'll get into a little bit, saying that they're also very close. So needless to say, that statement worries me, as they are the leader in driverless technology. Hopefully they mean that we won't see driverless cars running through dirt roads. I mean, that makes sense. Not all roads are going to be mapped out. So to say that makes a little bit more sense to me. But to say that true autonomy will always have its constraints, that is something that, you know, someone who's advocating for the driverless cars, you know, that's something that worries me. Either way, I'm excited. Waymo's vision, as I've mentioned, is to bring the mobility to everyone, especially those who don't have that level of independence. So I think it's going to be amazing to know that my grandparents or my great-grandparents really won't be driving around by themselves. They'll have somebody or something, a driverless car, driving them around. Or even, shoot, me one day when I'm older and I don't feel comfortable driving around, then, you know, we'll have these vehicles driving me around, right? That's going to be something really exciting to look forward to. So regardless of what the CEO says, I'm sure there's always going to be a level of PR language that's going to be, you know, shown to the public just to ease everybody's minds, I assume, because there obviously wasn't the greatest feedback with the technology to begin with. So maybe he's just saying that just to kind of ease everybody's mind and knowing that, hey, they're not going to take over the world. But either way, I'm really excited to one day see this come to fruition and excited to hop into one of these vehicles. Shoot, hopefully in the next 10 years maybe, but only time will tell. Okay, so moving on over to Tesla. This is on the readily commercial side of things. Tesla vehicles come with autopilot, and according to their level of autonomy, they're at level 2, which may seem a bit odd at first, but we have to remember that they're capable of driving autopilot on the highways, and this is really just an advanced version of the adaptive cruise control. So they're not in any way, shape, or form capable of driving in the city streets or below a certain speed. And they can be summoned, but they can't be summoned in congested traffic. So the technology that they use, they have 8 surrounding cameras, which provide 360 view. They have 12 updated ultrasonic cameras that complement the vision to detect soft and hard objects. And what's really cool is their forward-facing radars reach a max distance of 250 meters and their rear facing has a max of 100 meters. Let's take a step back real quick and just ultrasonic cameras. Elon just really knows how to make everything sound so epic. I mean, that's really his strategy anyway. His marketing team must have so much fun marketing these Tesla vehicles. You really have to be thinking less about what the public will think and more about how cool you want your products to sound when you name your entire line of vehicles Sexy Car. Aside from that, Elon plans on making his other vehicles, like all across the lane, level 5 autonomy, which he recently said at the beginning of July of 2020 that they are very close, and they quote, very close. What that means is up for debate, but if there's one thing that we can guarantee, it's that anything that Elon has said in the past, it's not going to be that close. I'm sorry, all of you Elon fans, but his track record isn't really the best. I mean, his Model 3 got pushed back months and months, I think 3 times before it got released to the public. And don't worry, I still believe in him. I still think that it will happen. If he says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Because that's one thing that we can guarantee, is that anything that he does say will happen does happen. So I'm excited about that. I'll make a prediction that by 2025, he'll have full level 5 autonomy. And keyword, by 2025. So I'm hoping it's a little bit faster than that. But by then, I'm thinking we're going to have level 5. And with how quickly things have been innovating, I can see it happening within the next 5 years. So we'll see. Let's circle back when that does happen. But what's interesting about Tesla is that when this happens, it might just be upgraded over the internet. Because we all know that anything that the Tesla vehicles, you know, upgrade on, it's over the internet, which is so cool. I mean, I think just recently there was somebody tweeted out, hey, can we have an update where if I leave my dog in the car will stay on at a certain temperature and it'll display that on the big screen, so when people walk by they can see that my dog is in there, and it's like a little note. And lo and behold, the next update they did it. So unless there is a necessary update in the hardware itself, I can see that just you waking up one day and our car and all Teslas have level 5 autonomy, which is going to be really cool. I mean, I might as well get a Tesla now just so I'm prepared for that. So maybe this will be in another podcast. But speaking from an innovation standpoint, this direction is going to get people comfortable with the idea of driverless vehicles. We can have our personal chauffeur at a relatively reasonable price, right? Because he's still saying that he wants Teslas to be even cheaper. So that's going to be awesome. Let's revisit this, you know. And on top of that, it's all electric. This is an amazing pivotal moment in car manufacturers, because Tesla has inspired multiple companies to explore not only electrical vehicles but also driverless technology. I think GM just started doing their driverless technology, and so did Ford. So this is really, really cool. I think we're going to see a lot more, and with all of these, especially with all these mainstream vehicles coming out with driverless technology embedded in their vehicles, we're only going to see the public getting more excited for driverless technology and really accepting of it being a reality. And then we'll circle back with Waymo and how they're doing with the public accepting them. And now for our final topic of this week's episode. This has apparently been here for some time, but it's been gaining traction in recent months. So imagine this. Any vehicle you have that currently has adaptive cruise control can have Comma AI's technology installed in just 5 minutes and then work the same way that Tesla's autopilot does. Mind blown. This, when I found out about this, I was absolutely amazed. And it's so cheap. It's so cheap, guys. So it's only about $1,000 to do this. And I don't know if you guys know about Affirm, which is like a financing company. If you qualify through Affirm, you can have payments as low as $85 to get this. This is so surprising to me when I found out about this. That's actually what's not surprising, though. What's surprising is that Comma AI utilizes what your car already has. So the radars, the sensors, it takes all of that technology that's already on your car and utilizes it to its fullest capabilities. And it makes it work like Tesla does. Like, that's another mind-blowing moment, because that tells me that my current vehicle could have had that capability if Toyota just spent a little bit more time on the technology. But nonetheless, it's still so cool. You just hook it up to your car, and if you go to the website, they actually have like a full video. It's literally like a 3-minute video that tells you how to attach it. So the adaptive cruise control, it's near your rear view mirror. You unhook that area up, connect some of their cables there, and then run it down the A-frame and down to the OBD2, and voila, there it is. It comes with a cool little monitor that attaches to your windshield, and your vehicle now utilizes the sensors to its fullest capability, and it works just like Tesla does, the Tesla autopilot. And so a disclaimer here, it does only work on the highways, but it's still amazing. It can be disengaged by pressing on the gas or pressing on the brakes or even changing, you know, the steering wheel. And it's the press of a button. You press the button as you're on the highway and it starts up like the Tesla autopilot. And that is, and just like your adaptive cruise control would work at night, this thing works at night. There is no other capabilities of this, right? Whatever Tesla can do, whatever Tesla's autopilot can do, your vehicle can now do that. And this is actually a lot more eco-friendly too, a lot more of an eco-friendly option, especially considering there's been studies shown that constantly changing out your vehicles for more eco-friendly vehicles actually does more harm than good. You might as well have the vehicle you have and run it into the ground. That does far, you know, it's far more beneficial to the environment than to constantly swap out vehicles that are more green. You're just putting more vehicles into the system. Like, this is really cool. I think that's one competitive advantage that Tesla actually has. You buy one vehicle, if an update happens, it goes straight to the car. There's your update. With things like this, Comma AI did a great thing here because, like I said, while there's vehicles that have this capability, there's third-party options where you can have similar technology at a cheaper price. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the beauty of free markets. I really encourage you guys to go check them out, especially if you have adaptive cruise control. And heck, $1,000 is not a bad price. You cannot beat that price. And shoot, let me know if you guys buy one. Test it out for me. I just might buy one. Show me on Instagram. Shoot me a DM and let me know what you guys think. But this is really exciting. They're here in San Diego, and that's super, super exciting. Like I said, I might get one. We'll see. But this is what's really cool about as innovation happens, we see these little companies kind of pop up that try to offer something cheaper or just as accessible as the original innovator, right? Well, there you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I had a lot of fun with this one. It is amazing to see how far we have come, and I'm excited to see driverless vehicles and overall greater level of vehicle autonomy on the roads. Autonomous vehicles is near and dear to my heart. I have worked in the industry, and it's a really exciting one to be in. But with that being said, thank you for listening in. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I post every Wednesday, and I hope you guys feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you on the next episode. And remember, life is always better with innovation.